tight. Grip on my conscience, but that's my new kink. If I were to be honest, ooh, and no crystal ball can tell us all when this life's gonna end. I'm mixing that with the pink when I ain't setting in. No limit, she ain't really got no limit. And if it's in the paint, I space. Hold up, let me finish. One minute.
Jesse, you must listen to WUOY 90.9 FM on the net. Don't touch that dial. Jesse, keep it locked.
For my interview, I decided to make my topic about senior year in college, as well as how it's been affected due to the pandemic.
So now that I am a senior in college, I would tell my freshman self to eat healthy, go to sleep at normal times.
When you have a roommate that you don't like, you have to make the best of it. Instead of try to burn bridges, you got to try to fix them and be friendly with them.
To join more clubs and make friends. That way I add more to add to my resume.
Don't pick the school just for the name of it and for the prestige that it is. Rather, to make yourself happier and be with your own friends. So I definitely would have started out at Oneonta to begin with.
I think it's super important to look for and take classes that you enjoy. After Oneonta, I actually transferred to UAlbany, so I'm currently taking classes that I love, and I think they teach me more than just the core information that most colleges offer.
I wouldn't change anything in the last 4 years because things happened for a reason, and I was supposed to do the things that I did and meet the people I met.
I would change the amount of effort I put into my classes, and I would have tried harder to get a better grade, so my GPA would be higher.
It would be to stay as a adolescent education major instead of switching to sport management and changing my degree for like the fifth time.
Due to the pandemic, I would say that there is a lot of changes in college life, and it's a lot of adjusting for everyone.
It's been rough. I'm student teaching right now, and I'm completely all online. When the past 3.5 years, I was training to be in-person student teaching.
Since the pandemic, I appreciate face-to-face classes more. As much as I hated waking up early and having to sit in a classroom, I learned better that way. Learning through a screen is a whole different experience from sitting in a classroom. There are so many distractions at home, and I always feel behind on assignments.
Definitely the social aspect. While taking online classes has not affected me in a negative way, the best part of college is getting to meet new people and experiencing different social clubs, sports, and anything that sparks your interest. If there are new social opportunities available at your school, take advantage of those because they are few and far in between now, especially in the COVID era.
This is my first semester back full time, and having this ability to work and study on my own time and with my own schedule, I definitely enjoy and understand the content a lot more.
The people I ask questions to are named Jesse, Adam, Melanie, Gary, and Amanda. From this interview, we could take away the fact that these students enjoyed their years of college even after COVID changed parts of their overall experiences.
Hey everyone, WONY and our DJs are currently enjoying our spring break. I know the weather has returned to winter this week, but we appreciate everyone for tuning in. Enjoy the time you have. Don't touch that dial and keep it locked.
Jumped off the porch and left the yard. Mama, you really must believe in God. Into the skies, they say the same old prayer. The queen is still out there somewhere. Look both ways before crossing. It's the past.
I hope life is saving the best for last. When you breathe in the air, you are that city. I even thought cemeteries looked pretty. Just watching and weighing all my options. It ain't that many things that we can be. Looks like most pictures. Staring out the window of the MARTA train.
You're not broken. You're just lost in emotions. You're not. You're Stand with your feet together, buttocks tight, stomach pulled in, and arms straight out to the side, shoulder height. Now flex your hands upwards, press the heels of your hands out to the opposite walls, and circle forward, 2, 3, 4.
Hey, don't let it get you down. When life gets too loud, and my bad mind's on the prowl, and my feelings form a crowd, I say, hey, don't let it get you down. Firm your feet, eyes to the summit, and do not read the comments. Don't digest what does not nourish. Save some space for mom's jollof.
2, 3, 4.
Down when life gets too loud, and my bad mind's on the prowl, and my feelings form a crowd. I say, hey, don't let it get you down. This life will teach you lesson after lesson, and they will not all be gentle or soft spoken. I don't care how corny it sounds, you are not alone in this town. I don't care how corny it sounds. You and I are deserving of good things. Good things are coming for you. They are going to hurt.
Stomach tight, ready, pressing down.
But no pain,
keep
no
that
pain.
Back straight
no
now.
Pain,
let's
no
hear
pain.
You breathing.
No pain, no gain.
Reach
no
high.
Pain, no gain.
And now final
no
stretch.
Pain, no
reaching.
Pain. No pain,
reaching.
No gain. No pain,
reaching.
No gain.
Reaching.
No pain, no gain.
Reaching.
No pain, no gain. No pain, no gain.
Now reach.
No pain,
now
no
give yourself a pat
no pain,
on the back.
No gain.
Good job.
I need both hands. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Come here. You know you can't be out there with the undead on the loose. I'm gonna try to get a radio signal to find help out there. Almost found something. Oh, I got it. You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Oh, and check that door. Yeah, keep it locked.
objective, tell me something. Haunted by the variables, haunted by varying it all. What are my deliverables, no schedule is shaping up for? Available, I am now available, I am. I am not going back there without proof that I went back there. I will. I am not going back there without proof that I went back there. I will. I am not going back there without proof that I went back there. Open your third eye with a rusty nail, get spiritual tethers and go to jail. In your heart is rubber, silicone, and fat. Treat the others like others and leave it, I guess. And open your third eye with a rusty nail, get spiritual tethers and go to jail. Like others need it, I guess. Enough is enough. Is enough. Is enough.
Over slurs of glass. Oh. It's not okay, man. Don't need to justify. You're just trying to get by. These observations upon the daily grind. How you gonna
this is a special place, but how many days do I really feel? I think I'm special too, but how many days do I really feel? Love when the train comes to a stop. I won't try to fight it. Let the dust. She, he, got love.
faces are done for you. There's something I like about it. This is a noun.
Tune into WONY 90.9 FM on
the
outside.
And we're back. For 25 years, he's been barking out tips on keeping streets safe. Welcome, McGruff the Crime Dog. So what advice do you have for us today?
Hello?
Oh, what, you got a little stage fright there?
No, that's my tip for people who want to get involved.
Really?
Start by saying hi to your neighbors. From there, it's an easy step to keeping informed about what's going on in your neighborhood. Who's coming? Who's going? Who's that bald guy with a mustache?
Huh? Hey, that's my producer.
That mustache looks fake.
Really?
I mean, if something in your neighborhood looks suspicious, talking to neighbors helps. It puts everyone on the lookout, and that can reduce crime.
Uh-huh. So the best way to keep my...